Welcome to the show. We jumped in a little bit early, so if anybody was waiting for that last minute, sorry.
They were really looking forward to that last minute. That's their favorite part of the show, actually.
So we were talking a little bit there, and I was mainly bringing up the fact that I can't believe, hey, Knight 098765. Hey, how's it going? That looks like you rolled your finger on the keyboard there to get that user ID. I'm Knight.
That sentence that you just said sounded crazy because you were like, I can't believe, hey, Knight, what? Took me a second to catch up with what was going on.
I can't believe that 4chan became reality is what I was talking about. How the Chans have fucking destroyed democracy in more than one nation.
That's pretty cool, huh?
You know, when the whole...
And Facebook. I mean, to be fair, the Chans becoming real life had a lot to do with Facebook. So
yeah, because that's how you peddle it to the normies.
Yeah,
you know,
mm-hmm.
You bake it on 4chan and then you just peddle it out to the normies.
God, I can't remember one of the last times I was on Facebook. I think it was the thing that made me like. I still have a profile there and everything. Hi.
Only reason I have one is because my VR games are attached to that goddamn account.
Yeah, yeah, that's why I will not get an Oculus.
I'm thinking
they've made it so you don't have to anymore. But I've already still no.
Yeah,
I have a lot of friends on there who I haven't said hi to in a while, and I should check it out. But like, I think it was an ad or a promoted thing that was just like full on fascism, and I was like, Facebook chose the fash. Like, it was something like
that's where the
very
money is.
Fascist, and I was like, all right, we're done here. Like. It's really bad.
I want you guys to do is like go home and go to your Twitter and like any ad that you see, just block it. Just block every ad that you possibly can. Mm-hmm. After doing that about 20 to 50 times, like just anything that pops up that's an ad, just say block, block, block.
Yeah.
You get some weird shit.
Yeah.
Being sold to you.
Excellent.
It's like one was asking me, is like, hey, is my hernia mesh still okay? Or do I need to get new ones? Or what's the other one? Like,
that was a real problem,
like,
actually.
Like catheters. Like,
oh my God. Wow.
Lots of catheters for sale. And I'm like, this got weird.
You see enough ads for catheters and eventually you start going, maybe I should get a few. I mean, it could be really convenient.
Oh, no.
I mean, a catheter, a bottle, and...
I don't like pain when I cath.
I just kind of roll over in bed and you're good to go. It sounds really convenient.
I've had a catheter once.
Yeah, I don't ever know.
And
I hope I'm in enough pain already that I don't notice.
It doesn't hurt. It shouldn't hurt. It's not supposed to hurt.
No, it's not.
But what they did to me was they needed to do an ultrasound to look for an ovarian cyst. So they had to fill my bladder up with liquid. So I was stuck in a desperate need to pee for like 30 minutes. That was agony. Oh,
that's... Yeah. Hi, folks. Welcome to the show. This is normal.
That's
for us.
Terrible. Like that's,
yeah,
that
yeah.
is that
it was
is
truly
the,
awful. Yeah,
that's a little worse.
Yeah, 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 it was really bad.
Yeah. Hell is having to pee and nowhere to go.
There's no choice.
And like, you have to hold it in because the thing won't let you.
Yeah, it just won't come out. There's just nothing to do.
Absolutely no. It just knocked me out. Just right there. Just please.
It was not great. So that's the only time I've had that. It's not supposed to hurt. If you have a penis, your urethra. Is usually larger than if you have a
unless your name
vagina.
Is Hank Hill.
Yeah. Narrow urethra. Usually. This obviously isn't.
Yeah.
Speaking of things usual. I've been trying to get gender criticals to tell me which attribute of sex they want to use to determine like sex and then like how they plan to enforce that. And I just keep getting blocked. Cause like there's not one that actually does determine sex. That's just not how it works.
I like the GC people trying to, you know, define what a chair is.
Oh my God, those are funny. Yeah, those are so funny. The problem is that gender isn't real.
No.
I mean, like, it is, but it's not. But, like, chairs aren't real either, so. I don't, my enlightening round answer, are chairs real, is no.
Oh, I need to send it out to Aaron. I need to get on Aaron's show. I need to embrace the void. I don't have anything to offer like his real guests do where it's just like, they're like good at philosophy and everything, and you get people that are like well versed and read up on stuff, and I'm like, I'm just a dude that likes to podcast on Saturdays and have beer, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he could do it, you know. I don't know. Yeah, I have no.
But I would love to do the lightning round on that one, because it'd be like
lightning round
where he's like, is anything real?
I'd right,
like,
you have to start with anything. Is anything real?
No. Yeah, there you go.
Well, then end. My answer is yes. Anything is real. Like, there are real things. The enlightening round is my favorite part of the show.
Because he doesn't let you.
Because like, it's so funny, because he gets like philosophers on there, and like even ones who have listened, and they're like, I got this. And then they're like, oh, fuck.
Nothing is real.
Nothing is real.
Nothing matters. Everyone's in pain. Come watch TV.
I am right. I'm always right.
Yeah, Knight 098765 out there in chat says, as a trans man, I say Felicia's right. What I really hate is that being a trans man, you essentially don't exist in this debate half the time.
Which
fucking drives me up the wall.
That's actually, you know? Unfortunately not true.
But I'm saying, like, primarily in this state. It was about, you know, men playing women's sports.
Right.
Where you had the one athlete. The one.
Yeah, the one child that they were like, fuck this child in particular.
Yeah, we're going to make a bill just for that one kid. Fuck you.
No, it's true. Like, they, you know, but the thing is about trans men is that they default to a really, like, the normal thing of misogyny where if, you know, if you're a woman, which they consider trans men to be women.
Right.
You actually are not capable of making decisions about your own body. Mm-hmm. And therefore, if you're a trans man, you've actually been manipulated and like forced somehow, coerced into transitioning and thus taking away your wonderful womanhood, whatever the fuck that means. Like, I say it all the time, like, trans men. Oh yeah.
Knight says, I know, X, I get a cold. I'm not a real woman at all. I'm not a real woman all the time, and it's annoying.
Yeah, it's oh fuck, it's so gross. So it's essentially like they just do that thing where if you're a woman, you know, and whatever, and by woman they mean birth, like that you can give birth.
And you will.
And you should.
No, you will. Even if it fucking kills you.
It fucking kills. And that's just it. It's the same thing as like the anti-abortion is that women are, and I'm kind of using this as the political term, not the real way that it would be used. It should be that it is used, not the real way. That women are not capable of making decisions about their own bodies, that it needs to be done for them because primarily they're incubators.
And, like, I could go tomorrow get a vasectomy.
Focus on.
I could call and get one set up, mm-hmm. a vasectomy appointment done out the door within a week. You mm-hmm. know, I could probably get that done. Women, if they want to have a tubal
trans
ligation
men,
or they want to have their uterus removed, any of that stuff. Well,
are you sure?
Are you sure? Right. Let's what check if, with your husband.
What if you're, what if you date? What if
you, have you asked your father if this is something?
What if you date somebody and they want to have kids? It's like, well, I'm not a goddamn baby maker, so
we'll adopt.
The doctor literally asked my wife when she asked for a tubal ligation after
C-section.
After our second kid.
Yeah.
Yes, she'd already done
two,
the thing.
We had two, and we're done. The doctor literally said, yeah, but what if one of them dies?
Are you shitting me?
What the fuck, man?
It's not a fucking goldfish. You don't go, oh, fuck.
I guess we better make another one.
What the fuck? What if
one of them dies? What if one of your kids dies? Like, I don't know. It would probably fucking destroy us.
You don't just, we're not going to just replace, what the fuck? Oh my God.
Yeah.
And trans men get it the same way. Like, for just, oh my God, it's so frustrating. It's so frustrating.
Yeah, because totally human is what the fucking need.
There's
a bit of a delay, so I was waiting for that to come
in. I love that they had to, like, because they clearly had her husband's permission.
So
they had to find another way to be like, are you sure?
It was a glorious day. The day I found an OB that would do that for my wife. Just like no questions asked at all. Like they didn't care. Was like literally calling OB saying, this is weird, but my wife really wants to get her tubes tied or wants to get sterilized. And she doesn't want to deal with, you know, what if your kid dies? What if you want more? What if you get divorced and your new husband wants...
Are you a non-patriarchal doctor? That'd be great. Are you that way?
I realize it's a little weird that I'm calling and doing this, but this is like her birthday present.
Here's the sutures.
That's the thing that I find so gross, right? Is like... I don't want kids. I never want kids. Yeah. And people act like that makes me
That's
undesirable.
So sad.
Like, yeah.
You're going to be missing out on some of the best parts of your life.
But no, I won't because they're not part of my life.
you're missing. I have missed out on some awesome things in my life. And some of that is because I have kids. And
that's true, though.
Just a fact. Do you know how fucking awesome life would be right now if I didn't have kids?
Do you know how much money we'd both
Holy
have?
Holy shit.
If we didn't have
You kidding?
Kids? My life is pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah, talk to her. She knows how much money she'd have.
With both of us working now, we're doing real good, actually.
I would have two unused bedrooms in my house.
You could do so much with those.
I would have my own office. My wife would have her own workshop.
Yeah, I have a dance room / studio. I have a studio. Like I have my easel in there, and it's hardwood floor. But I mean, it was like that before, but it's perfect. I have a dance room.
Wouldn't be paying like thousands of dollars a year just for free public education.
You know, yeah. Free.
Free. I love kids, actually. Like, I really do. But it's just so weird because people act like that somehow makes somebody undesirable. And to me, if you fall in love with somebody, you should love them as they are. Mm-hmm. And if they are not able to birth for you, for whatever reason,
fuck them.
That should be good enough for you if you love this person. Mm-hmm. And it's so, I know people are like, oh, you should have
but I really want to have kids.
I don't know. I don't think that that's a super cool way to look at people. Like, the have
kids. Are you
going to
be a broodmare for me?
Yeah. Yeah, it's exactly it. Like, there was this one turfy lesbian I was talking to years ago. And she's like, oh, I won't date any woman that can't get pregnant because I want her to have kids. And I'm like, you're a woman. And she goes, oh, I'm not going to have kids, though. I want to marry somebody
gonna
who does.
I'm going to make somebody else do that.
And I'm like, do you not hear yourself right now? Do you not hear yourself right now? Like, that you will only marry, you will only date
That's
someone
her job.
Who can birth for you?
That's
that
exactly
so
what I expect
disgusting.
Out of a fucking TERF, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I'm all about equality. I mean, TERFs can be super, super gross, just like men. So, look.
No, they are, though.
I appreciate the
hey, just look
that,
at Joe.
You know, they can, everybody can, you know, be equally shitty.
Oh, Joanne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like...
Her friends call her Joe.
I was like...
Not Joe Bacon. No, yeah, not our Joe.
I was like, our Joe is great. What
our Joe's not
about?
A fucking TERF.
Right.
I love it when Joe comes in talking about...
So what you're saying is nobody actually calls her Joe.
Right.
Okay. Oh, you mean the women who hate her fucking books and hate everything she's written, but only like her now because she's a TERF. Yeah. Those friends.
Oh, you mean the same ones that burned the books because it was witchcraft?
Right.
You
there
know,
was definitely
years
some
ago.
Of those. Oh my God, did you see her friendly exchange with goddamn Matt Walsh? She told him that his kids were super cute and stuff. It's like, he has fascist in his bio. And then he even responded to her at one point and was like, I have fascist in my bio. I'm loud and proud about it. It's like this guy, and this guy is a mainstream conservative pundit guy. He's a fucking fascist.
Yeah, Cilia. They're going to eat your face. So Cilia on chat says, I get upset about lesbians who refuse to date trans women who haven't had bottom surgery.
Yeah, it sucks. Like, the thing is, you don't want to date them anyway.
yeah.
I mean, I'm all...
They sound like selfish lovers that would eat all the cheese and, you know, leave the seat up.
Yeah, they're kind of taking themselves out of the running, but...
I mean, yeah. I'm all for, and we absolutely should call out that bigotry and have those discussions.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But as for yourself, you deserve someone who would love, who's going to love you
for who you are.
For who you are. And if somebody...
Not what you have.
And,
you
know? And if they're going to be a fucking bigot, then you shouldn't have to... Like, that you should know that you don't have to waste your time on somebody who doesn't think you're good enough. Mm-hmm. So... I'm sure, and it sucks to feel rejected, and it sucks to not be able to date like very, very easily. That all sucks, but at the end of the day, you are better off having somebody who won't love you for all of you than not. Like, like it just. But yeah, no, we should absolutely call that out as a bigotry because it is.
That reminds me. Did you guys all see Josh Hawley being called a transphobe?
Yeah.
To his face during a congressional hearing. One,
no. Yeah.
Oh
actually,
my god, it was fantastic.
Don't worry, a bunch of liberals are actually saying that she did a bad job calling him. They think that it made Hawley look good. I saw a lot of Biden supporters.
I'm sorry, guys.
Saying that
you're
shit.
Talking about pure Hawley there. You know. I'm fucking telling you, man, it's not going to be DeSantis that ends up becoming the Fuhrer. It's going to be fucking Hawley.
Cilia, you're worth it. You're worth it, okay? You are not lesser. You're worth all the love in the world.
So for context, Cilia said, yeah, you're absolutely right, Felicia. The rejection stings, but I get over it. Thanks.
Yeah. I mean, it always hurts. It does sting.
It does hurt.
It does, yeah. But it hurts less than having somebody not love you enough, like that as much as you deserve.
Speaking of dating and stuff, let's talk about Utah and dating. Did you ever run into the people that wouldn't date you because you weren't Mormon?
In high school, but by the time I was divorced because my ex-husband was a predator.
He ate your face.
Oh boy, did he? But nothing else. Boom.
That was a joke about cunnilingus.
Oh, fuck Josh Hawley. I'm just saying there was a lot Biden supporters who said that she was the woman that was correct, factually correct about everything, who didn't do it right. Anyway, so the thing is, by the time I was back in the dating pool, I refused to date Mormons. So that was on my side.
So my first time was with someone that was Mormon and very much Mormon, but away from Mormondom as they knew it. Like they were Provo Mormons, and she was sowing her wild oats up north here as like a massage therapist, you know, learning that of the school there. And so that was great.
So like
but
Mormon Rumspringer?
Yeah, thank you.
Essentially.
That's
essentially,
the word I was trying to think about.
Because she's like, oh, you're the... And I'm not saying this about myself because I've got my own fucking foibles and faults, guys. I think about my own shit more than anybody else. She's like, you would be the perfect guy if you were a Mormon. And I was like, at that time, I was still clinging on to whatever Baptist roots that I had back then.
That's so funny.
I wouldn't ask you to change your religion for me, you know.
By the time I was back in the dating pool, I was firmly in the attitude that I'm not dating anyone that's religious, let alone Mormon. I stick by that. Like, I don't know. I'm sure that there's certain kinds of spirituality I could vibe with. Like, it's not really my bag, baby.
To be completely honest, for people that believe in a monotheistic God, I'm not with you. I can't.
Yeah.
Polytheistic? Tell me what you think of, you know, of all the other gods? Are they petulant and stupid just like the rest of us are?
A lot of
Yeah, I'm fine with you believing that, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, we're having a real shitty day today. Zeus must be really fucking mad. Or, you know, Thor, I saw a fucking crow today,
see, yeah,
you know.
I don't even believe in them literally, but I've still done appeals to like gods and goddesses just like on the off chance. Like there was like somebody.
Hey, Poseidon, if you're real.
Was it? Oh, it was when Trump had COVID. I picked some flowers.
Demeter, kill him.
In Persephone's name. Oh, that's the one. Now you don't call on her often, just in case.
I've been reading on a. There's an app called Webtoons, but you can also read them on the website. It's where you get the Korean manhwa, where it's the manga written by Korean artists.
Oh, okay.
But they also have a lot of like other artists that put stuff out there. And there's this fucking delicious and beautiful Greek mythology one. And Persephone is such an asshole.
Oh, really?
She fucking hates Hades so much.
There's a webcomic I read about Persephone and Hades falling in love. For real, though. Like, it's good. It's really good. It's beautifully drawn. It's really good. I really like it. And what is it? I can't remember what it's called now. And I feel bad because I should give a shout out to the artist.
Right. Anubis is a good boy, says Angus. Anubis. Who's a good boy?
Anubis is a good boy.
So we went out to dinner tonight, and this is just because it's not the regular show. Who cares? Over to Red Robin, right? Because I haven't been there in ages, and that's just a place that's always been there for me. Like living in this state,
it's solid.
It's a solid shitty burger joint. You know, it's mass produced food. It's fine.
It's totally fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I don't feel order that way about Chili's. But
I feel that way. Chili's, like I'm like, yep.
You know what you're going to get, and you're not usually 98% of the time not going to get sick from it.
Right. Yeah, it's fine.
But anyway, we were there and we're coming out and all these people were wearing like convention badges and stuff. And I'm like, what convention is tonight? What's going on here in Layton, Utah? Come to find out there's an AnthroCon going on right now, a furry con.
Oh,
in Layton.
What?
Yeah, it's going on for like tomorrow too. And I was just like, where were my tickets?
You were like,
aww. And I was like, oh, that there's a furry con. And my kids were like, furries. And I'm like, I've got a lot of friends that are furries. And
friends.
Like, friends that are saying that. And they're
friends.
Like, and she says, well, that says a lot about you. I'm like, what? That I have adult friends that don't give a crap about what other people think? Yeah, those are great friends to have.
Those are good friends to have. What's your fursona? Do you have one?
No, I'm not that far. I'm a connoisseur.
You're a consumer.
I'm a connoisseur of anthropomorphic art. And I have been for like 30 years.
It's a good community. No, it's a good community. Mm-hmm.
Before the internet, I mean, some of us watched episodes of Looney Tunes a little bit more often.
Looney Tunes, that's all right.
No, that's Robert Crumb.
I personally okay. I think it was Lion King 2 Simba's Pride with Scar's not kid. That lion awoke something in me. That lion was a lion. It's a fuck of a lion.
Cupcake Chaos says, it's called hentai and it's art.
The family's
been wanting to play more of my like computer games on the TV because I have. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm going to have to go delete all my hentai games.
Yeah,
because
you are.
they're gonna trip across one of them one time. Like,
You go into Steam, you set up your family view. So you need a pin to see all the games.
Well, what it is I have the Steam link to the TV from my computer down there. No one else has a Steam account but me.
Yeah.
And
Lore Olympus. That's what it's called. Okay. Lore Olympus.
All hentai is Rule 34, but not all Rule 34 is hentai.
That's true. Did you see the TERF tweet that... if trans women are women, then it follows that all women are trans women. It's like, no.
No, that's not how that goes.
That's not. That, yeah, like that. Like, no, that's not.
That's like,
man,
if B
guys.
Is A, then all A is B.
Right.
Like,
no. No. No.
Subsection A is A. No, that,
like,
you're already wrong.
I'm a brunette. and I'm a woman, that doesn't make all women brunettes. Also, the brunettes are the naughty women. That's something else I've learned. Like, the bad women, the brunettes. It's true, though.
So, yeah, there's a furry con going on right now. I bet you there's some hotel parties going on right now.
I hope they're having a wonderful time.
I hope
time.
So, too.
I'm disappointed I didn't know this.
I didn't know either.
Kyle's mad that he's here at all at this point.
Sorry, guys. I can't make it.
I'm out.
I'm out.
Dude, they know how to fucking party.
They do, man.
It's a lovely community. It's not my scene, but I admire them.
Yeah, I follow more than enough artists on Twitter.
I
where it's like, okay, I need to switch to my alt profile when I'm not immediately by my phone in case somebody opens up Twitter.
Yeah, another reason I'm glad I don't have kids, because
okay,
I got porn on my feed and it's great.
Even like, I'm at the point now in my life where it's just like, even if that was something that tripped up and happened to be found out or something like that, I'd be like, so fucking what? Why are you looking at my shit? You
know? Right? I bet furry parties rock. I bet they're really good. Yeah. I bet they got good drugs.
They have all the drugs.
Good, yeah. And I bet they're good. I know they have like the moms, you know, not like literal moms, but the drug moms, you know, mm-hmm. the ones who take care of you. Yeah. Very nurturing culture.
Yeah, not everybody wants to fuck. You know, some people just want to cuddle.
Yeah, oh, very nurturing. But also, sometimes, you know, the thing didn't agree with you for whatever reason, and you need somebody to get you somewhere soft and get you some orange juice and and put on something nice, like Moana. Moana's great on anything psychedelic.
Speaking of that, I'll have that as my suggestion for everybody later on in the show.
Oh, yeah?
There's a game I've been playing where it's like, I played it in VR, and it was amazing, and I'm going to just string people along because I'm not going to tell you what it is, but they have a version also you can just play on the TV, and there at one point I let my wife play it, and she's like, I can't see what the fuck I'm doing. There's too much on the screen.
Yeah.
Without the fuck, she doesn't cuss that much.
She doesn't
swear. Not around the kids. She's had to put on this persona of mom for entirely.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to be one.
Put on the persona of mom and also like hanging around Kaysville Mormons, you know.
That's why I don't want to be a mom.
Kyle's just rolling his eyes. You know, the ones that are entirely way too influenced by Instagram.
Yeah.
What society does to you once you become a mom, that's like all you get to be for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And there's no options about it. It doesn't matter how involved your partner is. It doesn't matter if like it doesn't matter.
Yep.
Once you're a mom, that's it. That's all you get to be, and it's bad. It's bad, okay? I don't want to do it. I don't want to be like if I could co-mom, like that would be one thing. But
I'm done with this one. Here. You take it.
Yeah, exactly. Like I would love to, like I love kids and everything, but the way we do families it sounds like a goddamn nightmare. Nightmare.
It is.
100% fucking day.
Yep.
And anybody that tells you like, so it gets easier. No.
I'm not doing it.
No, it really doesn't. It just gets different.
Yeah. It doesn't get easier. It gets different.
And I love my mom, obviously. Like, you know, she's such an important part of my life. She also wasn't really on the having kids band wagon until she was told that her endometriosis was soon going to take away her ability to have kids. So she's like, well, I guess we're going for it. So that's how me and my sister got here.
Jay says, you should be a parent. I only have enough patience for a cat.
I do. And sometimes that runs out.
Yeah.
Nope, going the fuck outside.
Nope. No, he doesn't go outside.
Yeah, Orzo's not an outside cat anymore.
He can't go outside because he has food allergies. Trust me. He lets me know his distaste for this.
Holy crap. What were we watching last week when she wasn't here? There was like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. That's a white person problem.
that was the Drag Race clip.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's the one you sent me because Kyle sent me this clip of a drag queen just downing an entire fucking peanut butter sandwich in one bite, like shoving it in and licking the peanut butter off their fingers. And he was like, I don't know. You have a problem? Are you worried about this?
Feel the dry and the...
the fucking chipmunk cheeks.
Yeah.
And the queen goes like, oh, I'm sorry, I want to make sure you nobody's allergic or anything. The other queen was like, child, that's a white person problem.
It is not. It is in fact not. Did you see the guy? He was a conservative. He was whining that people are too sensitive.
Because what the fuck else are they going to do?
Yes, I know. They are the most sensitive people on the goddamn planet.
Uh-huh.
I asked a guy on Twitter.
Truck nuts are apt for these people.
Yesterday.
They are so fucking apt for these people because it's just like, okay, let's hang the most delicate fucking thing off the back of our giant patriarchy rig that we got.
It's the dumbest thing. Okay, so here's how sensitive they are. So I was having a Twitter back and forth, and I just, like, this started because, like, this guy was mad, you know, pronouns or whatever. And I was like, why
pronouns in the bio. Your argument loses.
Why do you care? And that's what I asked. And then, so then he kept saying, well, because there's two sexes. I said, that's not what I asked. Why do you care what somebody calls themselves? Why do you care? Why do you care if this person you think should call themselves a woman calls themselves a man? Why do you care? And he just, like, finally, I got him to answer. And his answer was, because it makes me feel like I have control over my mind and my life. And it's like, yeah, that about sums it up. You hurt people because you feel out of control in your own existence. I get that.
The sooner you realize that you have no control over everybody else but yourself,
right,
that is a fucking liberating moment in your life.
You have very little control in your life. You have extremely few things that you can actually control, and it is very liberating. he starts to say, like, sexuality is simple, and I was like, or he was like, he was mad that kids can know that they're trans early, but then also some kids don't know gay people exist. And he said that was a contradiction. And it wasn't. And I said, what? Yeah, because it's fine. I'm not going to get into it. This guy was amazing. But at one point I go, the answer is man, because it's more complicated than that. He goes, what's complicated about sexuality? They're straight. There's gay and there's bisexual. And he was very mad. And I go, well, you're a straight man, right? And he goes, oh, what? I'm not allowed to have an opinion now? He just
barely brushed the sack a little bit.
Yeah. The most sensitive. And all I was going to say was, well, you like women, but you don't like all women. Therefore, it's more complicated than just who you're attracted to. That's all I was going to say. And this guy full lost his mind about it. Oh, what? I'm not allowed to have an opinion?
No.
No? Nope. I did at that point say, dude, you're too emotional. I'm going to need yourself to get yourself under control. He didn't like that either. He's like, you keep saying I'm too emotional. I'm like, well... And then he's like, and then you treat me like a child. And I'm like, well, if you didn't act like one.
We should bring back the term hysterical when we're talking about triggered white guys.
They don't know
the definition, but it's so funny to me.
Where, oh my God.
Hey, you're being hysterical.
I love that you brought up truck nuts. I really, really.
Those are the dumbest things.
I destroyed every algorithm that exists for me on web searches simply by trying to search for, instead of truck nuts, truck labias, because
Kyle's got an anti-truck.
I have an anti-truck.
It would be so funny. just some labe. Like,
yeah, just hanging, just
labe. Yeah.
Yeah,
just have some curlies on it too.
But
all natural, goddammit.
Maybe it's got a little hood and a little boop. Like a boop.
every
but it can't, because like it's got to just be the labe, right?
Right.
Like,
every now and then I plug something into the Google or the Amazon search, and it just the results that come back are
it's like me fucking with Twitter.
Did you mean therapy?
No.
We highly suggest you seek some, sir.
We don't know what you want.
Somebody make truck lab for Kyle, please. Night series of numbers. Sorry. Pansexual also exists. There's so many sexualities under the sun. But this guy was convinced that anything more complicated was actually just sexual preference. As if that's not also sexuality. It was really funny. And this guy was extremely funny.
There's also people that don't like sex at all.
Yeah, asexual, that's sexuality. That is a sexuality.
There's ones that only like it when they do it. You know, there's a lot of
Demi. People. Yeah, there's so much. There's so much. It is so complicated. But no.
But this is driving them to a goddamn civil war in this country.
I know. They're so mad.
Because we're just trying to say, look, you could fuck whoever.
This guy seriously said at one point, I wish technology had never gotten more complex than World War II. And I said, yeah, I know you do, buddy. I know you do. He's just mad that the world's more complex than he wants it to be. And he wants it to be as simple as he understood it before. And if you talk about these things, then you're actually making it more complicated. And if everyone would just behave, then things would be easy and go okay.
Stay in your own lane.
Do as you're told. Be straight. Have children. Then it's fine, actually.
Quit confusing my penis.
So mad that things exist. This was also the same guy. This is the last I'll bring it up, but this guy was really fucking funny. He was mad that somebody else in the thread was calling Republicans fascists. And he lives in Scotland. And I was like, what do you care? You're not a Republican. And he goes, well, I'm right wing. And I go, do you get mad when people call the Nazis fascist? And he's like, well, no, because they actually are. So then he went on to explain why the Republicans aren't fascist. And then he said, because they're not against capitalism. To which I explained, fascists aren't against capitalism. And he goes,
why do you think capitalists go towards fascism? What the fuck? Sorry, Kyle, go ahead.
No, that's fascists were very friendly. That's what they are.
Yeah.
They love capitalism.
Well, and that's what I ended up going. I go, if fascists are anti-capitalist, then how come the Nazis privatized more industries than had ever been done in a nation state before that? And he goes, because remember, he had just said the Nazis are fascist. He goes, well, the Nazis aren't fascist. Because he found out that the Nazis liked privatization. So he decided that meant that
Nazis were not fascist.
He had just said Nazis were fascist. It's okay to call them fascist. But then he found out that they liked privatization. Then he goes, well, the Nazis weren't fascist. And they were still bad. But they weren't fascist.
At that point, I was just been, good night.
I did. I went, mwah, chef kisser. I actually wrote that, like, excellent, perfect. Thank you. Excellent, sir. So funny. It was so funny. This guy was hilarious. Like, this guy's full fashion. He has no idea. And he's just mad that things aren't as easy as he wants, like as simple to understand as like he wants them to be. Because
he's been sold a bill of goods saying that he should be the master of the goddamn universe.
Exactly. And like, also he's Scottish and he like apparently has a...
It's shite being Scottish!
He also has a boner for England, so...
Oh, no! That's a no true Scotsman right there! The Scottish people fucking hate England.
No, he loves them. He loves England.
Hey, Chris Eccleston, what do you think of England?
Fuck the English, seriously. Fuck England. Not fuck the English. There's plenty of good English people out there.
There's a lot of good ones, but it's the we're talking about. And I had to talk to my kids about this too, where it was like, like we may be like at odds with other countries out there. And I had to point out to him, like, look, that doesn't mean that every person that is from that country is a bad person.
Right. You
know? Like, all the shit going on in Ukraine, that doesn't mean that all Russians are bad people.
Right. The Russians weren't consulted on this.
By and large, most Russians are...
very opposed, yeah.
Fine. They're just fine.
They're fine because they can't say otherwise.
They have... Well, the vast majority have way more things to deal with than... worrying about what's happening elsewhere.
Winter is coming.
Which is kind of the point. If you're too busy trying to survive, you don't really care that your own government is invading another country's.
That's not from what I understand. Yeah. Most Russians were shocked and very upset that this happened. But then they were brutalized horrifically for saying anything.
Yeah.
So, but the thing is, a lot of Russians are very have family in Ukraine. Like these are the people they love.
That's where they would vacation sometimes.
Yeah, you know?
Right.
And it's not like Ukrainians hated Russia or Russians. I mean, but they didn't want to live under Putin.
They just liked their independence from
They didn't want to be under Putin. Is probably they were their own independent place, and they have that right. As far as I mean, fuck borders, but people have a right to decide who they're gonna hang out with, form connections with and stuff. But it's so fucked up. Fuck. But Russians themselves, you cannot. Again, the Russian people weren't consulted on this war. Nick Fuentes is super gonna get eaten. that face is getting eaten.
You know, I've seen the video of him with his tabs that he had open.
Oh, no.
He had tabs against people that he vocally is against all the time. And it's just like, you were watching that kind of porn, huh? Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, okay, Alex Jones.
Him and Jesse Lee Peterson.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. All of them are fucking hypocrites, you know?
And everything they accuse you of doing is what they're doing. Like,
here's the thing. I wear everything. Everything is on my sleeve.
Right?
You know, the furriness, the fucking queer stuff. You know, all the stuff's like, fuck yeah, I am. You know,
right.
Be like, but they're like, well, you should feel bad about that. You should hide it and beat yourself up like I do.
No, don't worry. I hide and beat myself up over way different
things.
Well,
let's be real, though.
Yeah, like that third fucking cupcake I shouldn't have had, you know.
Let's be real. They always think that if they think that they're the exception. Like, they don't think that the rules apply to them. The rules apply to people who aren't doing what they're supposed to. They're okay.
They're okay with the rules that they want being applied to everybody else,
right?
But them,
right?
But their in group,
right?
It's about constraining everyone else, but it's okay if they're gay. That's fine.
Right. The hypocrisy doesn't bother them.
No,
they know they know it's hypocrisy. Yeah,
just look at Jerry Falwell Jr.
They just don't care.
Yeah, they just don't care.
Jerry Falwell Jr. had the au pair. That was the dude, the pool cleaner guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. They don't care.
And he's kind of come out and said, I don't care. You know, it's like, I'm more mad that I lost the money that was coming towards me, you know?
Yeah.
And that's really what it comes down to, is that...
Angus says, I'm a kinky fucker and I'm unashamed. And Jay says, I'm a good one. Trademark. Yeah.
It's not even that they care about that they're a good one, that they like, that's Dave Rubin. Dave Rubin is desperately begging everyone to recognize that he's one of the good gays. He's a good gay. He's a good one.
And what fucking kills me is that the liberals will accept him into the fold as soon as he's like, I was wrong about this stuff.
I know. They will. The thing, what drives me crazy is they'll give the excuse, everyone makes mistakes or something. It's like, you don't have to give them a platform about it, though.
You'd be like you were wrong. Fuck off.
Fuck off. Fuck off. You don't get to say shit anymore.
Oh, now he's on our side.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not fuck off, but... Please politely go away now. Okay, fine.
Or you've got a really long apology tour that you need to do.
For me, I'm just like, no, you go sit down forever. You fucked up. You fucked up. If you helped bring fascism to prominence in the United States, you don't get a platform anymore.
Right. You get to go quietly live your life.
Yeah.
And that's
it. Which I also mean by fuck off.
We don't.
That's what I mean.
Well, yeah, because...
I'm just saying, be nice. Jesus.
No, I'm not being nice.
Like,
there's
a very short list of people that would get the fuck off forever treatment from me. Like, there's a lot more, non-long list people. Like, and I'm going to say this, and I'll probably regret it, but Mark Taylor, the firefighter prophet guy, he's not on my fuck off forever. Be like, can you please get help? Can you please go see a therapist or a dom? Can you please
just
do one of the
just
two?
Get one. Oh my God, so many of them would be healthier if they just got a dom. They just want somebody who tells them what to do. bold. That is really what a lot of it is.
It's bold to assume that they don't already have one.
Well, the hypocrite ones do. They don't care.
Right, they don't care.
But the people who follow them and just desperately want to be told what to do, just get a dom.
Yeah.
But they just want somebody to be their daddy. And
it's like I watched some Sam Cedar, not all of it, because I just can't, you know.
Yeah.
When it's the same flavor of kind of show that we do, a lot of times, like, I can't watch
a lot of those.
No. I'm fine participating in it, and I hope everybody else appreciates it. Well, you're not going to get Sam Cedar jumping off talking about the Candiru every once in a while.
No.
You know, he's not going to just go off on fucking, like, a weird rabbit trail, which we've come to embrace over the years.
Yeah, it's just us.
But at the same time, it's like they're spending a lot of time talking about Tim Pool and like all these other fucking people in right-wing media.
Right.
And it's just like,
why?
Do you not realize you're doing half the legwork for them?
Yeah.
Do you, like, we're going to be doing later on tonight.
I don't know. I can't say. I've never watched any Sam Cedar. The only time watched Sam Cedar.
I adore Sam Cedar. I love him as Hugo on Bob's Burgers, which we watched the movie again last night. It's a fantastic fucking movie.
I have not yet watched the movie. Oh, have you watched The Great North?
No,
that's when you need to watch.
No, I need to watch that because the same people, right?
Yeah. If you finish Solar Opposites, watch The Great North.
I did see
Everything Everywhere All at Once yet.
No.
What
platform? It's not streaming yet.
Yeah,
it's
platform
purchasable.
Is it streaming on?
Oh, is it purchasable. It's only purchasable?
Yeah.
Or, you know, there's other ways.
Yar, har, avoid the
mess. Yeah, exactly.
R.I.P. Robbie Rotten. I'm just saying.
I think we paid for that one. Because we wanted to support it.
Michelle Yeoh's a fucking delight.
Yeah,
man.
And it was a pretty low budget movie for what it was. Like, shockingly low budget for what it was.
Yep.
Yeah, we paid for that one. And it's,
Jay's like, I got that on 4K.
It's so good, though. It's so good. Everything, everywhere, all at once.
We're kind of ignoring Jay out there. New York Thunder said, like, Christian Walker saying that he isn't gay. Or right. Knight also saying, everyone is wrong about something. That doesn't mean you have to forgive them. Exactly. That's what we're trying to say. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. They can fuck off.
Like, okay, you're wrong. Go count your money.
Go away. You just go away forever. Yeah.
Because there's the other guy that was on the Young Turks. What, I can't remember his fucking name. He's the smarmy dude that went from left to right, you know.
Oh.
I can't remember his goddamn.
Dave Rubin?
No. Rubin was one of them, but I'm trying to think what the other guy's fucking name
is. I don't know.
Somebody
not the Scottish one, right?
No. Somebody's going to remind me of who the fuck
I really
I'm
liked him.
Of.
Okay.
No, so I'll just wait for chat to give me that one. Come on, chat. I'm challenging you. 14 people out there. Tell me who I'm fucking talking about. He's the guy that went like anti-vax and other shit, and he.
Glenn Greenwald?
No. Jimmy Dore. There you go.
Jimmy Dore. Fuck. That's right. He was on the Young Turks. That guy did. He was so bland and so uninteresting. His existence just like whoosh through my brain. Up until this last year when he's gone. Yeah. He still claims to be left, but he's right. You know, Caleb Maupin. He hangs out with Caleb Maupin. He's one of those anti-imperialist left who supports Russia. You know, anti-imperialism.
You know, an imperialist country who's trying to take over Ukraine right now.
Yeah.
You
know? So like, and he loves Tucker Carlson. Jimmy Dore loves Tucker Carlson.
That's a true leftist.
True leftist right there.
When somebody brought up Jimmy Dore to me, and I'm like, I don't care about UK presenters. Like, I didn't know who the fuck that
Jimmy
was
Dore.
At first.
Jimmy,
and
exactly
I'm like, that's
it.
Jimmy Savile. You know, the kid fucker.
Yeah. Jimmy Dore. Yeah, he was so bland and so uninteresting that like his existence was just like nothing for me.
But it's amazing. The minute you start sucking off the right wing extremist teat,
mm-hmm.
you fucking mm-hmm. blow up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
can we just pretend to be the right wing people and just have a banner at the bottom that says just take everything we say and opposite that?
No, I can't do it.
No, because people can soundbite it. Yeah.
I have to live mm-hmm. with myself.
Jimmy Dore.
There's the fascists are gonna like win or whatever. They're not. No, we have to keep hope. Anyway. But the thing is that I don't want to have to like ever feel like I contributed to that.
Right.
Like they're going to eat my face eventually. I might as well be able to, you know, stand on my dignity.
I just want to be against the same wall as Tim Pool and just laugh and laugh and laugh before the bullet hits.
Tim Pool's not going up against the wall.
Yes, he fucking is.
What would he go against the wall?
He's bald.
That's not enough. Get the fuck out.
They'll talk about his nose being a certain shape or something.
Down the road. Like,
yeah, not right up there with the square people. Right,
yeah, he's not going with us.
Not with the lefties right up front.
No,
you know?
Yeah, he's not going with us. Come on now. He's gonna, and I don't think he ever would. I don't think they're ever going after bald because a significant amount of men are bald and white men. And guess who's not ever going to make themselves the targets? Lots of white powerful men who are wealthy are bald, so that's not gonna be the one.
Not anymore.
So it never ceases to
if you're wealthy and powerful enough, you don't stay bald.
A lot of them don't care. Elon Musk very much cares.
It never ceases to amaze me that like the right still doesn't understand what the machine the rage against was raging against.
Oh my god, isn't that shit still so funny? They're still mad. It's not, and they keep finding out. It's that and The Boys.
Which I finally finished. I finished that last episode.
Oh.
I've been playing catch up with a lot of fucking shows this week, man.
It's so good. It's so good.
I loved every episode.
Yeah.
But by the end of the season, I felt rather underwhelmed. And I don't know why.
I think I was tired. Because they gave us all the gross up front. And they didn't.
It was that. I thought every episode was really good.
Because it's not resolved. It's a problem.
Right.
Really wasn't a catharsis.
We did not get the resolution that we really, really craved.
Not a resolution, but like it. Mm-hmm. There was like it just. There was no catharsis. Even if it was like a catharsis that would suck, there wasn't one. It just still sucks.
Since we're talking about leopards eating faces, the dude that cheered at the very end, and I'm keeping it vague so people don't
Matt Walsh? Right.
Essentially, that looking guy.
The guy looks exactly like Matt Walsh.
The guy that cheered for the thing that somebody did, like, he would do the same fucking thing to you. You matter less to him than any other super out there.
How do they not get it? That's the thing that, like...
He just said on that video, I'm better than you. You know?
And he meant you. He meant all of you.
Yeah. Literally everybody, even those on his side.
I know. I don't get it.
That's straight up Trump shit, too. Because
if you cheer and you publicly fellate them, then you get the pass. You get the pass. You're safe because you're
not the one that's getting your face
eaten.
You're
the one cheering. you're not going to eat my face.
Yeah, they really think that it doesn't apply to them, but it does. Like that, you're not going to like the world you live in. You're not going to like the world that you want, that you think you want. You're going to hate it. You're going to hate it too. Everyone's going to fucking hate it. But they want to. It's just easier to blame people pointing out the problems than it is to actually face the problems. And it's easier to scapegoat a minority than it is to go to really address the fact that this entire system is actually trash. And that fixing it would mean that life could not remotely look like you expected it would look. Mm-hmm. That's not to say it would be worse. I think it would be better.
So I'm
much
hearing,
better. That's why I advocate for it.
So I'm hearing pull all of my 401k out right now.
Well, I don't
know. I have quite a bit out there.
Well, I don't know if I would pull it out right now.
I mean,
you should have pulled it out.
Look,
like 3 months ago.
two years ago.
accurate. I don't have one.
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm not going to be fucking cliff diving off the side of the Flatiron building, though, over this, you know?
Right.
No.
I'm going to be like, well, that sucks. I guess I better pick up a hoe and start making fucking crops.
Look, by the time that you're to that point where you're like, fuck, I should have pulled out, it's not going to matter anyway.
Yeah. No, I saw my quarterly statement come in, and I lost $23,000.
Jesus Christ.
To be fair, you didn't.
I mean, yeah,
because it's pretend at this
point. It's all fucking like spreadsheet
it's
numbers.
It's not actually real money at this point.
It never was. Yeah.
Never really was.
But at least it kind of pretended to be.
It pretends to be.
Compared to what I've put in, that's still a lot more than I've put into it.
Sucks.
It'll come back and things will be fine. or the things are going to continue downhill and I just kill my neighbors and eat them. You know, well, that's a joke. I love my neighbor.
Dimmy door.
So I had a couple items I wanted to talk about on the listing here because
sure. Are we breaking?
I love Freeform. Well, we got a couple more minutes.
Oh, okay.
So James Webb photos. Oh my God.
Oh, and there's more. It's like the science fire hose at this point, just keeps staring at them going,
oh my God.
And that what's really fucking kills me is that we're seeing this shit where we're looking back in time billions and billions of years.
But yeah.
And meanwhile, people are still over here like, women can't be men, you know?
I know.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with this country, you know? I don't like that Thor movie. It made me feel weird.
It doesn't even count as gay. It doesn't count as gay unless you do gay things. And
I didn't see balls touching.
From what I understand,
Is that the line?
That's
what 4chan used to say.
Oh, okay.
It's not gay unless balls touch is what they used to say.
From what I understand, though, there wasn't anything.
And as long as you say no homo also.
Oh, yeah.
There's that.
You say no homo.
Yeah.
That's how Michael Bay does it.
I like your dick. No homo.
No homo. That's how Michael Bay does it.
Fucking Michael Bay. Did you see the ambulance movie?
I did.
No.
I did.
I refuse.
Actually, Roger and I bought a clicker, like those counter clicker things.
Yeah.
Specifically for that movie so that one of these times when we rewatch it, we're going to click it each time.
The scene.
There's a cut every time.
It's rough. like Transformers 5 was rough. This was about that level. We had a movie critic friend that threw up watching the fucking fifth Transformers movie because of how many fucking cuts that they did in that thing.
It's rough. The cuts.
I mean, it was probably more than just the cuts.
But
there was more.
We're not going to speak ill of the dead, though.
It did not help. But that was definitely not the primary.
His body was a sea of booze, and his organs were the buoys.
No, that guy never.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Missed person. Very much so.
So James Webb photos were fucking awesome. I thought those were great. The January 6th hearings. And I'm watching these not real time anymore because I learned from the fucking impeachment. Like, I don't need to sit there for the 14 hours of shit that's going on. I don't need this.
There's been some crazy shit, though, right?
But like the one that came out recently where like he was going to sign a goddamn executive order.
Yeah.
To take the voting machines out of the states that gave the results he didn't like.
He had a fucking conference meeting with just a bunch of capitalists.
With Mike Lindell, the Overstock guy, who was fucking Marina Butina, the goddamn Russian spy that funneled money through the fucking NRA into the GOP.
It's just, I know it's not funny, but it is funny.
It's kind of funny.
It's ridiculous. It's so absurd. Funny. The fucking Overstock guy.
And the people that really were running shit in the background were like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck.
Nobody do what they said. No.
They had to run up into the fucking East Wing residence.
Oh, my God. And then finding out that the Secret Service goddamn deleted texts. And they're like, no, we didn't. It wasn't
malicious. We didn't mean to do it.
It was just we were doing like
But you did that after you received the thing saying keep all the messages.
No,
we got the dates wrong.
It was an update. It was just we don't know what poof technology. It's crazy.
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, what? I mean, it's just an up dog.
Yeah.
What's up, dog?
Thank you.
You're welcome. I heard it. I was like, go.
God damn it. Okay, I talked with Kyle about this one already. The GOP already has its fucking mask off, right? We already know this.
Uh-huh.
But the Bracken County Republican Party put out a tweet, or maybe this is Facebook. No, it's a tweet. No, that's too long for a tweet. That's a fucking Facebook post right there saying, the Jewish anti-gun activist Steve Dettelbach has just been made director of the ATF.
What?
The Jewish junta is getting stronger and more aggressive.
What the fuck?
This is an unedited fucking post from Facebook about the goddamn Bracken County Republican Party. He won the nomination 48-46 thanks to two Republican senators voting for him, Collins and Portman. as well as Ben Sass and Risich of Idaho not even showing up to vote, an obvious tactical choice since they don't want to have to explain it to their heavily rural gun-loving voters in the future. So anyway, just masked completely off talking about the Jewish junta is getting stronger and more aggressive. The GOP, guys. The fucking GOP.
Wow. Wow. So That's bold for right. Like when the KKK was still a thing.
Right.
That's bold for like
right.
Like,
and what's amazing are how many people are just going, "What? It's fine. Just sure,
we all know about Jewish, the JQ,
but he little, is Jewish.
Maybe it's a little distasteful."
Yeah, Bob, I agree with you. We are screwed. I'm not at the level of despair that you are. I've seen you in the chats, out in Discord. So, Bob out there.
I mean, I refuse to give in because, like, you know, rage against the dying of the light.
And I'm more of a Michael Stipe. It's the end of the world as I know it, and I feel fine.
Get knocked down. I get up again. Why are they crucifying Jesus? Why are they crucifying Jesus? You remember?
Why is Loki crucifying Tony Stark? What?
Or no, Jesus? Yeah,
why, yeah. Why is he crucifying the capitalists?
Why are they crucifying Iron Man? I love it.
So, Trump's ex-wife died of mysterious circumstances this past...
Was it mysterious?
Well, no, it was an really accidental falling down of the stairs.
Right. Gravity did it.
You know, okay, just like all those people that fell out of the window onto those right. bullets and knives that right. happened in Russia all
right.
the time.
Right. Yeah, there was a... Yeah, cause of death was a blunt force trauma after a cardiac event. She had a cardiac event, fell down the stairs, basically. That sucks.
I refuse to take that line. Somebody blackjacked her upside the head, and she fell down the stairs.
But the blunt force trauma took place allegedly after the cardiac event. Yeah.
Maybe Eric just jumped out. Hi, I'm Eric! Boo!
I'm with Kyle on this one. To me, it seems like this is pretty... She was quite elderly. I mean, not that elderly, but you know.
She's younger than him.
But yeah, significantly.
And still significantly really fucking rich, so... Why was she using stairs to begin with?
I don't know, man. Rich people do stupid shit all the time. Billy Baldwin. Billy Baldwin almost got hit by a prop plane. A seaplane. I'm not kidding. That was a thing that happened.
Yeah.
And the main reason I'm bringing this up is that he used this moment to fundraise.
Of course he did. He uses every moment to fundraise.
Didn't she accuse him of rape?
Yeah. Yes. But then the guy that the left seems to be allowing on MSNBC a lot of the time, the Michael Cohen guy, the lawyer dude, talked her out of it. Because yeah. he said that you can't be raped if you're married to him.
Cool. I mean, you can, although, see, how long, when was that?
That law was pretty recent.
It was.
But that was only in one state. Most other states already said.
I would think New York was ahead of the curve on that one, you know?
It's still difficult.
Yeah.
It's still a huge uphill battle anyway. Right.
For, like, obvious cases, it's extremely difficult, right?
Right.
And unless I share it with the people out in the audience, like somebody said literally on Twitter this week saying, "Dolphins were once loathsome land-dwelling monsters." Of course, a Christian said this. Mm-hmm. God told Noah to leave them off the ark.
What? But
then Satan granted them the ability to survive in the ocean. And as an insult to God, and now all dolphins are indebted to the devil and do his bidding, and they enjoy it.
And I agree. That tracks.
Dolphins
completely, 100%. Yeah. The
comrade dolphins, right?
It's right there.
Doing Satan's work.
Dolphins are evil.
I've seen one doing some business with the dead fish one time, and I'm like, that's not
evil. That's fine. It's weird, but like, I don't judge you.
I don't judge you for
what you guys get off with.
But something dead
would be something I'd very much enjoy for you to tell me that's wrong, man.
No, the fish didn't start dead.
I'm pretty sure the fish started dead. But they eat fish. I don't give a shit.
They do.
And people fuck things they eat all the time. Right. I'm saying that's not
That's a weird road there, Felicia. as long as I eat it afterward, that's fine.
That's not what I said. I said we fuck things we eat. Like, as a general, like, you know, X, with the warmed up cantaloupe. Sorry.
Okay. Nope, never. I was never that guy.
Oh, you're talking about food. Oh, my God. That was not a cunnilingus joke. I get it.
Not that time, but it's coming. Again. Okay.
All right, guys, we've been at it for an hour, a little bit more than that, so we're going to jump off to a break. When we come back, we've got a whole show for us to go through, so we'll see you really shortly. So about 10 minutes, going to take a break, get some nosh, get something to drink, and we will be right back. Twitch people, stick around. Sorry, we're talking about Twitter a lot. Twitch people, stick around.
Well, it's because we'll be Twitter's become real life, and it's awful.
All right, guys, we'll see you in a minute.